Y'all, 97.5 The Fanatic, 9:51, a late start for us tonight after some Flyers preseason hockey. Flyers, Islanders, they go at it. The good guys win 3-1, taking down the New York Islanders, and we'll take that even in the preseason action. You know, you'll take the win no matter what. And again, Shane Gostisbehere, he gets a goal, and you have other guys just, it's just good to see it back. You got Carter Hart. How many times do you hear Carter Hart's name and people are wondering, when is Carter Hart going to... Well, as Jason said during the broadcast, Timmy Saunders and Steve Coates during the broadcast, of course, and it's going to be tough with Carter Hart overall, but, you know, Michael Neuvirth, he's back at... It's just good to have the winter sports getting ready to get underway. Hockey now, basketball soon, football already in play. Coming off of a tough loss, it is what it is. But, you know, it's just good to have all three of them in action, back at it. And we'll talk about the Philadelphia Eagles, of course, and their loss as we broadcast from the Xfinity studio, only from Comcast, from Devon Givens, taking you until midnight tonight. Coming off of the Flyers win 3-1 again over the Islanders, Benny Odita's producing the show. And, you know, when we get around this time, this is what happens. We're here. We have these wraparound shows. We'll go before. We'll go after. We'll get these late starts. So it's time to get back into that groove. We know you enjoyed the summer, but winter sports are back. Football is back. We have to talk about it all, so let's have at it. And we do start off with the Philadelphia Eagles, and they're lost yesterday to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, 27-21. Not a lot of people saw this happening. You didn't see it coming. I predicted that the Birds would win. I predicted that after they beat the Falcons that they would get the offense going against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And while they did manufacture 21 points, it still just didn't seem like the Philadelphia Eagles that we are accustomed to seeing. The one that we thought we were getting with the 2018 team lining up, line of scrimmage, both sides, right? Well, the offense in particular, they cannot get it going. And then the one that you can really count on, the defense, they get off to a tough start with DeSean Jackson going straight down the field on the first play into the end zone for a 75-yarder, courtesy of the hot Ryan Fitzpatrick, right? So, nothing happened yesterday as we thought it would be, as expected. It was a tough one to watch. It was a tough one to sit there right out of the gate. Bam! DeSean, 75 yards. First series for the Birds, 3-and-out. Not a good way to start, right? Not a good way to start. They get the 7 right out of the gate. Then they get the 13, missed extra point for the make it 20-7 at the half. The Birds were able to get on the board in the second quarter. But so many things. I know a lot of people, I've been listening all day, a lot of people frustrated with a lot of things with the Philadelphia Eagles. Number one, let's start off with the defense for myself. Looking at the defense overall, the corners, we've been talking about how improved they are from what we saw from their play last season. And it has yet to really show in these first two games against the Falcons, and specifically Sunday against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. While Julio Jones went off in terms of his stats, big numbers, no scores, held them out of the end zone, tough in the red zone overall with the Philadelphia Eagles defense, no points for the Atlanta Falcons. Shut down Mohamed Sanu, give nothing to Calvin Ridley. Matt Ryan could not find a rhythm whatsoever to get things going. Julio Jones, the only one. No Tevin Coleman, no Devontae Freeman. Overall, the defense was good. Corners still have some questions. People did after that Falcons game. Not with Ronald Darby, more with Jalen Mills. When we talked about it all week long, how to defend the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, who had just hung 48 points on the New Orleans Saints. Albeit, not a great defense in New Orleans, but they did hang 48 points on an NFL team and an NFC team that many people feel is a contending team in that conference. they put 48 up on him. So you go into it and you think, okay, they defended Julio Jones well enough to keep him within the 20s. Let him get everything that he's going to get inside the 20s. Nothing in the red zone. Nothing going into the end zone. Right? Right. Not the case yesterday. How are you going to defend Deshaun? How are you going to defend Mike Evans? Well, they didn't defend Deshaun, and they did not defend Mike Evans. 10 receptions for Mike Evans for only 83 yards, 12 targets, right? But he did score. Deshaun Jackson, 4 for 129, a TD, 4 targets. Break their back right away, first play of the game. We all thought Ronald Darby was going to be the one matched up with Jalen Mills. Now, while Jalen Mills was man up on Deshaun, you also looked at it and said, Malcolm Jenkins, why does it just look like he's going backwards? Well, because Malcolm Jenkins was supposed to stay back. Instead, he bit on the little bit of what he thought was going to be an inside pass, shorter pass than the 75-yarder that they aired out for Deshaun Jackson. He bit, things go downfield. What happens? They get the early score, momentum, crowd is going crazy. Ryan Fitzpatrick feels good. They feel confident with what they did because of playing off of also what they did against the New Orleans Saints. Malcolm Jenkins right out of the gate. Not good. Jalen Mills, a lot of cushion, but still thought he had that safety help. Not good. Tough right out of the gate, right? Right. O.J. Howard, nice young tight end. 3 receptions, 96 yards. Why is it 96? Because he had one catch in particular for 75 yards down the left sideline when it only should have been a 10-yard gain. That's it. He's nice. He's young. He's going to be very good. But that play should have never happened. Ronald Darby whiffed, did not give enough of an effort, knocked off Rodney McLeod's path to O.J. Howard to try to stop him from scoring. Secondary overall, not good. Not good. The front four, where Jim Schwartz relies on that front four to get pressure on the quarterback, doesn't rely on the blitz, thinks his guys are going to get home with that pressure from up front with the four down linemen. They were unable to get any pressure. They incorporated a Eli Manning, New York Giants style type offense. Quick strikes, quick hits. Get the football out of Ryan Fitzpatrick's hands. Do not allow him to sit back there and get knocked back by the Eagles' front four, which we know is the strength of the defense. And they could not generate any pressure on Ryan Fitzpatrick. They had 2 sacks for a 9-yard loss overall on Ryan Fitzpatrick. They did get the 1 interception. 4 touchdowns, though, for Ryan Fitzpatrick for the second straight week. Also the second straight week, over 400 yards passing, 27 of 33. He was too comfortable in that pocket delivering the football for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers against the Philadelphia Eagles. Bad, bad start for the Birds, of course, against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. They got the momentum. They were able to sit back there and feel good. The crowd was into it, helping their defense out on the first series against the Philadelphia Eagles, who could get nothing going. And now you're playing catch-up. The Eagles' defense is geared to have a lead and play that way, pin their ears back, and get to the quarterback. They did not have the lead at all, getting off to that 7-0 start. Jim Schwartz, who has been fantastic for the Eagles as defensive coordinator, did not make enough adjustments. We all know, again, generate the pressure from the front four. Got it. But they didn't get it. So you have to make adjustments. Blitz. On that first play, it looked like Ronald Darby blitzed on that first play, which is why it seemed like Ryan Fitzpatrick, you know, he had some time, but they picked up the blitz coming on that side with Ronald Darby. Malcolm Jenkins, knowing that Ronald Darby was blitzing, definitely should have stayed back a little more. Did not. We know about the deep pass. There you have it. Defense overall, not good. Offensively, Injuries, injuries, and injuries. Okay, Jay Ajayi, hurt. Mike Wallace, hurt. Jason Peters, in and out of the game, hurt. Nothing. They just simply could not get anything going. And once Jay Ajayi was in there, they kept giving the ball to Wendell Smallwood. 7 carries for 28 yards. We don't need that, right? We don't need Wendell Smallwood to carry. He had one good run for 8 yards, and that was it. They bottled it up. Once the Tampa Bay Buccaneers defense realized that they did not necessarily need to do certain things on the outside to the receivers because Mike Wallace was gone. You're only dealing with Shelton Gibson, and you're also dealing with Josh Perkins, Kamar Aiken. They weren't worried about the Eagles' receivers. Stop the run. Corey Clement, 6 for 30. Looked like he had a couple of nice things going there. He had a 5-yard average, right? 1 for 15 off the left side, off the left tackle, between the left tackle and the left guard. Looked like a good run, right? Yeah, that was good. But other than that, really couldn't get anything going. Wendell Small with the same. Jay Ajayi played more in the second half because of the back injury. They could not get anything going. They were gearing up to stop the run because they felt like their secondary, their corners, backups, by the way, could do enough to stop the Eagles receivers from getting yards after the catch, getting big plays down the field. They were not worried whatsoever about the offensive weapons on the outside for the Philadelphia Eagles. Yes, Zach Ertz, 11 catches for 94 yards. Sure, Nelson Agholor, a decent game, another 8-catch game. Way better than the 33 against the Atlanta Falcons for 8 for 88. Besides that, nothing. Where was Dallas Goedert? Wasn't there. Josh Perkins was the one that was out there. More of a tight end, I guess, that they felt like line up as wide receiver. I don't know why. I don't know. But you needed your best offensive weapons out there. And yesterday, Josh Perkins was not it. Kamar Aiken was not it. They struggled big time yesterday. Josh Elliott misses a field goal. Otherwise, the game plan down the stretch when the Birds had the ball at the end, maybe they would have been able to try to punch something in via field goal, take it to overtime. If they can get the ball just in range, and you know it's about 50 and some change, especially with the heat, the ball could carry because you can't count on Jake Elliott to make a field goal, God forbid. Right? Especially in a makeable range, somewhere in that between 30 and 45 yards. Makeable, not makeable for him. Tough loss yesterday. Some people seem to like it because if they felt the Birds were getting too fat for themselves, too big for themselves, too big-headed, reading the press clippings, enjoying the offseason too much from their Super Bowl win, then, of course, something like this, you say, you know what? Good. Good for them. Because they needed a kick in the tail to make sure they get back on track, realizing that everyone is coming for them, and it is hard to defend your Super Bowl crown. What did you like? Well, forget about what did you like. What did you not like about the game yesterday? What was the problem? General reaction to the Birds losing to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers yesterday. 610-632-0975. Devon Givens broadcasting from the Xfinity Studio, only from Comcast. You're listening to 97.5 The Fanatic, WPEN, Burlington, Philadelphia, a Beasley Media Group station. Again, broadcasting from the Xfinity Studio, only from Comcast. Hanging out with you until midnight tonight after a 3-1 Flyers preseason win, a 27-21 Philadelphia Eagles loss to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. The game never seemed like it was in play for the Birds to get the victory. Got it close to the end, 27-21. Not enough for them to get down there, get that field goal opportunity because Jake Elliott missed it. So what do you have to do? Try to get in the end zone. Just not enough. Just not enough time. difficult play calling towards the end where they let the clock run because you ran three times, and I understand you want to catch the defense off guard. They know you're going to pass. All right, let's hit them with the run game. That didn't work. They stopped them each time. Now you're just running off clock, and not a great game overall by everyone. Not a great game overall by everyone. Seriously. Seriously. And they have to be better. Nick Foles, an okay game. Much better game than the game before against the Atlanta Falcons, 35 for 48 for 334. One touchdown, 98.8 quarterback rating. But guess what? There's more news. You don't have to now worry about Nick Foles because, as Doug Peterson announced today, Carson Wentz has been medically cleared and he will play on Sunday against the Indianapolis Colts. What better way to wash away the stink from the Tampa Bay game than to now get excited about your franchise quarterback coming back for his first game of the season, again, against the Indianapolis Colts, 9 months after the injury in Los Angeles, where everyone, of course, thought it was going to be a year away, and you look at how much you just want him to take his time. Don't rush him back is what people say. Make sure he's 100%. All of those things. And you try to calm people down and say, listen, the doctors are not going to clear him and put him out there in harm's way if he's not ready to play. And once the coaches get the okay from the doctors that he is medically cleared, they're not going to put him out there unless he's ready to go. So when we say don't put him out there if he's not 100% and ready to go, that won't happen because we won't have an opportunity to put him out there if the doctor isn't clearing him like they did today. He's eligible to go. The head coach talked about it. It's good to have him get ready to get back out there because some of the things that we saw from Nick Foles, while we all enjoyed the run that he made, fantastic run in the time that he was in there for the injured Carson Wentz, it's time to get your franchise quarterback in there. Get his legs underneath him. It's going to take him some time to be himself. He's medically cleared to be out there. He's not going to be 100% the Carson Wentz that we're accustomed to seeing, but health-wise, he's 100%. 100% of Carson Wentz, play-wise, that's going to take a little bit of time probably for him to be back to his former self. But with that, you know he can do certain things with his arm strength that maybe Nick Foles could not do. The escapability in the pocket, a little better than Nick Foles. Maybe not what it used to be with Carson Wentz back there. That said, they need something. The offense isn't getting it done. The wide receivers stink right now. The quarterback is not elevating the play of the lesser players. They need something, this jolt of energy from your franchise quarterback to get it going. With that jolt, they can get possibly some of these other players to elevate their game. Then they'll get the jolt himself because he's excited to be back out there. The players in general are happy to have their franchise quarterback out there. They know they have a better chance to win with him. Even though we all like Nick Foles, it is what it is. Carson Wentz is Carson Wentz. Excited to have him back. Ever since we started to talk about this and thinking what is going to happen, what can we see happen with this team with Nick Foles under center? How long is it going to take? Well, listen, it took two games. Game number three, he's going to be back out there, Carson Wentz. He's cleared and ready to go. What are your thoughts on that as well to have your franchise quarterback back out there? Are you good? Since he is 100% clear, a lot of people have talked about it. If he's not 100%, don't put him out there. Well, the doctors have deemed him 100%. He's going out there. Are you okay with that, knowing that he's coming back earlier than we all expected? He busted his tail to get back to where he is right now, eligible to play this Sunday against the Indianapolis Colts. So all the people who are griping and saying don't put him out there unless he's ready to go, he's ready to go. Are you okay with that? And how do you feel now about your chances with him under center versus Nick Foles, who just simply struggled from game one against the Atlanta Falcons? A better day yesterday against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, but still some things that you wish he could have done better. But hey, the weapons weren't out there. You can't really blame everything on Nick Foles. Maybe Carson Wentz can elevate the play of some of these lesser players and get the win against the Indianapolis Colts. So those two things on the table right now. The Eagles game on Sunday against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Listen, call it how you want it. It's a bad loss. You shouldn't lose that game. Tampa Bay is hot. They're rolling. You had opportunities. You let things squander. I understand the injuries kind of hit the Eagles in the mouth, and they really didn't expect that. Nobody expects it. You have to play through it. But they just didn't bring it yesterday, and they get smacked in the face 27-21 right out of the gate, a punch to the gut with DeSean Jackson going down the field. It just kept going and going and going. The Eagles never had momentum. They never found their way. Therefore, here we are, 1-1 in the division, tied with everybody at this point, right? Everybody, except for the Giants, they're 0-2. But tied with the Washington Redskins, you tied with the Dallas Cowboys, 1-1 right now in the division. Giants, 0-2. Birds, got to make sure they continue to do this and get these wins because you are the hunted, you are the Super Bowl champions. Everybody's gunning for you. You need to be ready to go against these teams. When somebody like the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, who had a fantastic game against the New Orleans Saints, comes in with that type of confidence against knowing that they did what they did against the Saints, albeit the defense is different, they were at home. They were in a comfort zone. And with that comfort zone, they stepped up to the plate. They gave everything they got against the Philadelphia Eagles. They came away with the win. Instead of the Eagles being 2-0, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers are 2-0 in their division. And the Eagles need to bounce back against the Indianapolis Colts. And they get a nice jolt with Carson Wentz being back in the lineup, medically cleared. Going to play on Sunday. Your thoughts on the game yesterday? What played out? Why are they struggling so bad? Carson Wentz coming back. What are your thoughts on that? How do you feel? He's coming back early. Some did not want that in the first place. Some said once he was ready to go, cleared by the doctors, the coaches put him out on the field, you're good with it. Are you still good with it? And is this a much-needed thing that the Birds need? 610-632-0975. We'll get into the wide receiver position as well. I know a lot of people have thoughts on that. Josh Gordon, he was made available over the weekend. Traded today to the New England Patriots for a fifth-round pick. Fifth-round pick. Some stipulations. If they don't get him out there on the field for 10 games, then they also get some other stuff with it. The Birds should have went out there and went after Josh Gordon. Maybe you didn't. Right now, they're in a tough, tough spot. No wide receivers. Mike Wallace out indefinitely, basically with a broken leg. Alshon Jeffrey still day-to-day, week-to-week. You're relying right now on Josh Perkins, Nelson Aguilar, Zach Ertz, no Dallas Goedert, Kamar Aiken. They need some help. What do you do? They need help. Josh Gordon no longer available. Dez Bryant still out there. Corey Coleman cut as a result of the signing, the trade of Josh Gordon to the New England Patriots. What are you going to do? What are you going to do? Breshad Perriman, he also signed a deal with the Washington Redskins. He's off the table, even though the Birds worked him out and decided not to sign him. What are they going to do? Do you go after Dez Bryant, Jordan Matthews, Jeremy Maclin, all of these names that are out there? What do the Birds do? They need wide receiver help. It helps to get Carson Wentz back, but he can't do it all. Jay Ajayi with the bad back. There's just stuff all over the place with this football team. Let's talk about it. 610-632-0975. Birds game yesterday. Carson Wentz medically cleared. He's back. He will play against the Indianapolis Colts. How do you feel about it all? 610-632-0975. Once again, Devon Givens with you until midnight. Flyers beat the Islanders. Preseason action 3-1. Birds fall 27-21 to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers on Sunday afternoon. Let's chat it up. 610-632-0975. Let's start things off in Barrington with Scotty on 97.5. What's up, Scotty?
Brother D, what's good with you?
What's happening, man? A midnight run for me tonight.
Yes, thank you for keeping me covered before I head into work.
No doubt.
Man, where do I start, brother?
Start wherever you want, man. The game, Carson Wentz.
I guess what I didn't like in yesterday's game, of course, with your knowledgeability, is why you're a host and I'm not. I don't like how they had a lot of three and outs yesterday. Maybe I was seeing things, but that was a bunch of maybe three and outs that the Eagles had. They turned the ball over, and one time I looked up at my lady, I was like, wait a minute, did we just have the ball? But a lot of the three and outs, Brother D, was kind of like mind-boggling to me.
And Scott, you know what? Well, I'll tell you right away. You said how I feel about that. When the first one on the first series after Deshaun gets the score, you're looking at it and you say, okay, man, maybe if they can just come back in here, get something going, generate a little bit, take the crowd out of it after they were energized. It's the opener, home opener for the Bucs. They get the 48-40 win over the Saints in week one that no one expected. They're feeling great about their football team. Deshaun gets the 75-yarder right out of the gate. You need to do something to take that crowd out of it and shut them up. You got a lot of Birds fans in there. Three and out first series. So I agree with you. Way too many three and outs where they couldn't generate anything. I mean, listen, I like Corey Clement in the passing games, but I don't need him being the safety valve where they just have to dump it off because they can't get anything going on down the field. It was just a tough offense to watch, tough game to watch yesterday, Scotty.
Yeah, thanks for the answer, Brother D. Always thanks for taking my call. God bless and be safe going home. Last one is Devon Givens. I'm looking to your crystal ball. Who are you picking to come in here? What I would do, I mean, maybe get two for one. Maybe bring Jordan Matthews and Jared back. And two for one. I don't know, Brother D. But looking to your crystal ball, listen to answer, Brother D. What would you
Scotty,
do?
Appreciate it. Have a good night, man. That's a good question because, yes, there are names out there, but they're slim pickings. I mean, Chad Johnson is putting his name out there, Ocho Cinco. He's talking about Eagles, I'm ready. Yeah, I'm faster than everybody you have on your team or whatever he was saying. Something like that, right?
Okay.
Hey, they need help. They need help. Jordan Matthews, Jeremy Maclin, Dez Bryant, some other names that could be out there. Who knows? We have to check the waiver wire and see what names are out there in the market. And available. And they're out there on the market and available for a reason because there's something that they do not possess right now that a team feels like they need them on their roster. Corey Coleman, they already brought him in for a workout, decided against signing him. He goes to the New England Patriots. They add Josh Gordon, get rid of Corey Coleman. Is that a name, again, that they should decide to go after? I was in favor of Corey Coleman over Breshad Perriman or Dez Bryant initially when we talked about them last week. They decided against it again. Do they maybe revisit that and see the film again on what he did in that workout? Bring him in yet for another workout to see if Corey Coleman has something that they just said, you know what, let's just give him a chance. Carson Wentz is back. It might make a difference. It was a first-round pick. Maybe he has something with Carson Wentz. Maybe. You got to find the rhythm. It's tough. 610-632-0975. Your thoughts on the game. 27-21. Birds fall to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Unexpectedly, Sunday afternoon. Just a bad loss. It is what it is. It's a bad loss. Any given Sunday, they got a hot team. And they lose that game. They should not have lost, but they were not prepared. And this is what happens when you're not prepared. What was the problem yesterday? Carson Wentz returns. How do you feel about that? Too soon for you? Or you're satisfied with it and you look forward to your franchise quarterback being out there? And the wide receiver position, again, Josh Gordon gone to the New England Patriots. Eagles have injuries with Mike Wallace, Alshon Jeffrey, not quite ready. Everyone else can't seem to get it done. What are you looking at to help that wide receiver core here in Philadelphia? 610-632-0975. Gaylord in Delaware is next on the Fanatic. What's going on, man?
Hey, buddy.
How you doing,
How
G?
How you doing tonight?
I'm good.
Good, good. Hey, sad game. I called you last, I think it was like Thursday or Friday, and told you that I thought it was going to be a rest of the game until Carson comes back. They're going to be heart attack game. I remember me saying that.
Oh, I remember. I remember.
And yesterday was a heart attack game for me. A couple things I really, really was not impressed by. was the offensive line. Nick Foles was getting killed back there. I mean, he was just getting hammered. He was getting hurt. And I'm concerned with Carlson coming back that coming back from an injury, if they're not protecting him, man, he's going to go down again. And we're going to be back to Nick Foles. So I'm a little concerned. We got to – everybody's talking about wide receiver. I'm talking about protecting our franchise quarterback. I don't think right now our O-line is playing well enough to protect Wentz.
Well, you know what, Mike? Well, number one, we know that as you, everyone's worried about the health and making sure he gets out of there clean, no injuries to any setbacks. They're not going to put him out there if he's not ready. Now, to your point about the offensive line, he also has to be a part of that and not be the, the reckless football player that we know. But, the reckless abandon that what is what makes him great. To be able to be that pocket quarterback, but to also be the guy who can get out of the pocket, get those extra yards, put his head down, lower his shoulder, and get those extra yards. Right now, we need him to be smart. We need him to protect himself. We need him to protect the football, and we need for him to live to play another down by throwing the ball away, things like that, and getting out of harm's way. So I'm okay with him coming back, Gaylord. I think it's a must. He's ready to go. He's ready to go. Thanks for the call, man. Really appreciate it. Again, I'm A-OK with him being back. Always said it. Once he's cleared 100% by the medical staff, put him on the field. Put him on the field. And right now, with no playmakers on the offensive side of the football, outside of Zach Ertz and Nelson Agholor, they need all the help they can get. I don't want Carson Wentz to come in to be a superhero. I don't want that. I want him to play smart, but still display what makes him great to the extent that he can, and not only hurt himself, but not hurt the team as well. They're going to get that jolt again of energy, that boost of energy from him being back in there, and that's a great thing. He'll be smart out there. They'll make sure they tell him again in that meeting room, make sure you're smart out there with the football and make sure you're smart out there to protect yourself. We want you out here long term, my man. 610-632-0975. All birds on the table. If you want to talk about the Flyers, Islanders preseason win? Have at it. You're leaving the center. They got the 3-1 win. Call about it. It's okay. But also talk about the birds as well. 610-632-0975. What are your thoughts from the game yesterday? 27-21 loss. Not a good one, but it's good to get it out of the way early. Carson Wentz cleared medically. He's going to play against the Indianapolis Colts. I'm looking forward to that. I know you are as well, or are you not? And then the wide receivers, they need help. Josh Gordon, he's a Patriot. Dez Bryant, still out there. Corey Coleman, now he's back out there. What do the birds do? Who would you like them to target at that wide receiver spot? 610-632-0975. Quick break. We come right back. We keep it running on the phones right here. I'm Devon Gibbons on The Fanatic.
You're listening to 97.5 The Fanatic. 97.5 The Fanatic welcomes Carson back. Carson Wentz has been medically cleared and starts this Sunday. While the loss to Tampa Bay becomes an unpleasant distant memory, we're looking ahead to week 3 and Carson's Lincoln Financial Field homecoming versus the Colts. We're talking Wentz and all things Eagles on Philadelphia's football station. 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, Philadelphia. GEICO presents need-to-know information because you have to draw the line between what you need to know and what you don't.
When I know I'll see different people all day, I'll wear the same outfit 2 days in a row.
See, didn't need to know that. But when it comes to insurance, the more you know, the better. Like knowing GEICO is the second largest auto insurer in the country. Plus, they've been around for over 75 years and have a 97% customer satisfaction rating.
Whenever I say, this is fun, what I mean is, this is awkward and I don't know how to express my feelings.
Again, not really needed. But knowing GEICO offers more than just car insurance is important, like motorcycle, RV, and boat insurance. And the GEICO Insurance Agency can help you insure your home, apartment, and condo.
I've eaten more cookie dough in my life than baked cookies.
And not needed. But you should know local agents in your area could help you find even more savings with GEICO, like military or federal discounts. And GEICO offers emergency roadside service. Switching insurance is an important decision. You can never know too much about it. So, Philadelphia, contact GEICO online, over the phone, or at your local office for all the information you really need.
Real cases from the files of Swartz Culleton.
My name is Sean. I was a store manager when I hurt my back. My job was everything to me. However, my back condition wouldn't improve and I couldn't return to work. At first, my employer and the insurance company treated me fairly. Then they challenged my treatment and tried to stop my workers' compensation benefits. I'd heard good things about Swartz Culleton and decided it was time to give them a call. They knew all about my injuries and how to deal with the insurance company. Swartz Culleton helped get me in to see great doctors and got me a large cash settlement. It turned out to be one of the best calls I ever made. Swartz Culleton got me justice.
If you've been injured at work, get justice. Call 1-800-JUSTICE. That's 1-800-587-8423. 1-800-JUSTICE. Don't let the insurance companies take advantage of you. Call 1-800-JUSTICE.
Welcome to the revolution. A global movement to transform the human body into a disease-fighting machine. Our immune systems fortified. Our immune cells retrained to hunt down and destroy deadly diseases. And today at Penn Medicine, we have dozens of new therapies in hundreds of clinical trials. All dedicated to the day when the body can shake Parkinson's, when Alzheimer's is a memory, when millions of people destroy cancer each year. Instead of the other way around. This is no mere battle. This is not even medicine as we know it. This is a revolution. Long live the immuno-revolution. Now rising at Penn Medicine. Learn more at immunorevolution.org.
Place your sports bets at PlaySugarHouse.com, offering competitive odds on game lines, futures, and prop bets. With 50-plus in-game bets on pro football games, make bets while the game is being played, like who will score next, how will the current drive finish. You will earn rewards for every bet you place with our innovative loyalty program. Sign up now. We'll match your first deposit up to $250 using one of our 12 deposit methods. More bets, better odds, more action. Place your sports bets at PlaySugarHouse.com.
Must be 21 or over to play. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The Bay Management Group brings you the coaches' quotes of the game.
Coach Doug Peterson announced that Carson Wentz has been medically cleared to play and will start Sunday versus Indy. Peterson said in his Monday press conference, he's cleared, he goes. It will be Wentz versus Luck this Sunday at the link.
Bay Management Group, your premier property management company specializing in multifamily and single-family rental properties. Visit baymgmtgroup.com.
Hear ye, hear ye. I bringeth thee a message from... a message from the king and his new trumpeter, Stephen. The king wishes me to convey his favor to thine team and thine tailgate. Not yet. He invites thee to let the Bud Light flow forth. And he also wishes me to tell thee that he toasts thee. Wait up until the end, Stephen! With game day's favorite light lager and the slogan of his kingdom... Oh. Dilly dilly.
Enjoy responsibly, Bud Light Beer, AB, St. Louis, Missouri.
Tonight is BYOB, but you're bringing something more. You're bringing a keepsake of Kentucky. Something small-town crafted and appreciated by all. Because when you bring bourbon, you're sipping straight stars and stripes. Celebrate Bourbon Heritage Month at your local Fine Wine and Good Spirits with $5 off Knob Creek, now only $29.99, and $3 off Basil Hayden's, now $39.99. Plus, save an extra $2 with our online coupon. Offers end September 30th, 2018. Please enjoy responsibly.
The car is packed and ready to go.
Dad, what's that red light up on the dash?
Don't ruin your family road trip by not servicing your car. Go to your local Meineke for a free engine scan. Exhaust, brakes, tires. Meineke, America's choice for auto repair.
Sports talk for Mount Holly and all of Burlington County. 97.5. The Fanatic.
Don't damn go! You better.
10:30, 97.5, The Fanatic. It is a Football Monday, which is brought to you by Recovery Centers
of America. Call today at 1-800-RECOVERY or visit 1-800-RECOVERY.com/radio. If you want to get us tonight here on The Fanatic until midnight, Devon Givens, 610-632-0975. We're taking your reaction to the bad loss to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers on Sunday afternoon for the Birds. Also, Carson Wentz medically cleared by the doctors. So, that means Doug Peterson saying he's going to be on the field and he's ready to go against the Indianapolis Colts. Thank you to Nick Foles. It's time for your franchise quarterback to get back on the field. What are you expecting from Carson Wentz going forward? Are you okay with this move, even though the doctors cleared him? Some did not want him out there so soon because of the nature of the injury and how long it normally takes for a player to get back after sustaining such a tough injury. Well, he's back out there. I'm cool with it. I'm ready to see him out there. It just brings something different when he's out there. It just looks different when he's out there. That it's like that feeling we saw after watching Nick Foles do what he did against the Minnesota Vikings. You're like, okay, I can just see it against the New England Patriots that he's going to go out there and have a good game. Can the defense stop Tom Brady? They could not. But Nick Foles, every time they snapped that ball, once we saw how the game just kept flowing and flowing and flowing, once we saw how the ball snapped, he had it in his hands. It just seemed like it was going to be a completion every single time, right? That's how it is with Carson Wentz. You always expect positive things from Carson Wentz. With the occasional, you're saying, again, the reckless abandon, where you're like, I don't want him doing that, but I'm okay because he's probably going to be a positive net gain for the football team and for Carson Wentz. 610-632-0975. Let's head to Wayne and checking in with Mark on 97.5. What's going on, Mark?
Devon, great show as usual.
My man, how you doing?
Good, man. You know, Carson is Wensational, but
yes,
I am
yes.
concerned. You know.
I haven't.
I am really concerned, Devon. I read something that an orthopedic surgeon wrote. When you have an ACL and an MCL, it generally takes 10 months, which would be another month away. And he said in his article that it depends on whether you which graft you use, autograft or allograft. One is a graft from your own body. One is from a cadaver. I've never heard what they did. Do you have any idea?
That I do not, Mark. I don't know which way they went with that, so I do not.
Maybe that's something you could follow up on. Anyway, moving on. You knew Deshaun was going to do something big early in the game. Remember the Redskins game when he was with us, when Michael Vick threw that beautiful pass to him?
Yes.
First play of the game, the Eagles scored like 60 points.
Yep.
Do you remember that game?
Yep.
All right, so he was chirping all week. I was wondering, why the hell didn't Schwartz bring the house on the first play? Put Fitzpatrick on his back and say, last week was, you were dreaming, pal. Now it's reality.
Well, again, it did look like they brought Ronald Darby off the edge with the cornerback blitz, but it just didn't get there in time.
No, it didn't. And the other thing for you is, where the hell is Dallas Goedert? Did he move in with Cliff Lee? He completely disappeared.
I don't know what they were doing. And again, they went with Perkins. Mark, thanks for the call, man. They went with Perkins instead of Goddard yesterday. And I'm not sure why. Maybe it was just something that they felt Goddard wasn't ready for. Perkins was. Could use more wide receiver type play calls for Perkins versus Goddard. I don't know. 610-632-0975. Sam in Collegeville is next on the Fanatic. Hey, Sam.
Hey, what's going on?
Not much.
Hey, so here's what I understand. Coming into the season, it felt like we didn't really have that much of a wide receiver controversy, or at least we did in a good way, to where in the preseason there was so much talent, you didn't know who you were going to keep.
Sam, I was looking at it saying, wow, Shelton Gibson, he's looking good. You can add him to Alshon Jeffrey, Mike Wallace, and Aguilar, and you'll be all right.
Yeah, but what I don't understand is Antonio Brown, he was, what, a seventh-round pick?
Mm-hmm.
And he's now the best wide receiver in the league.
Certainly.
Going back 10-plus years, Wes Welker, one of the best wide receivers of all time, went undrafted. So, I mean, they kept six wide receivers and two young ones in Devontae Carter and Shelton Gibson. Shelton Gibson has already had a year in the system to really learn the offense. Like, why go out and get someone and not give him a chance? Because you don't know what he can be. When he was at West Virginia, he was a burner. Like, all they did was they took him deep because he has that speed. So why not give him a chance? Why not give Devontae Carter, who had a lot of receptions in the preseason, a chance? Rather than going out, how about you see what you have in-house with your two young guys? See if any of them might be the future along with Nelson Aguilar. Like, that's what I don't understand.
Well, I'm sure if it was available to them, Sam, that they would have tried that. He's out there and he took some snaps. Why weren't they going down the field? Maybe it just wasn't there. And again, that the Tampa Bay Buccaneers were like, yeah, I dare you to try to beat it with us. And maybe the offensive line just simply did not hold up long enough for them to do just that. They need help, Sam. They need help. And where would you turn right now for that help?
If I'm turning to help right now, probably an unpopular opinion, but I'm going with Jordan Matthews. The dude knows the system. He played a year with Carson Wentz. And what a lot of people didn't realize is that when he was here in the system, in the slot, Jordan Matthews statistically was the number one slot receiver over a three-year period in the NFL, better than any other slot receiver. So, I mean, now that Nelson Aguilar has kind of grown out of his shell and is able to catch the deep ball and the middle balls, you let him go to the outside. You pair Gibson on the outside, so you have two fast wide receivers on the outside. And he's big. He can block. He's, what, 6'2", 6'3"? He's not one of these small guys that isn't going to make an impact. At least he's going to be able to block for your guys. He knows the system. Bring him in. He's still relatively young. Like, I don't think he's any older than 27.
No, 28 years old. Here's the only problem, Sam, and thanks for the call, man. We really appreciate it. Here's the problem. Why was he not able to stick? We know about the injury, but why was he not able to stick with the Buffalo Bills? Or he was a free agent, so the Buffalo Bills let him go and they did not bring him back, retain the services. Why did the New England Patriots let him go? I understand the injury, but if he was good, maybe he could have stuck around and they could have allowed him to work out and do what he needed to do. Why? Why has he not been picked up yet? I got you, Sam. I liked him when he was here too. He was what he was. He probably still is what he is. And that's what we saw, what he was. Is that going to help? I don't know. I have no idea if that will help the Philadelphia Eagles. Now, again, they are in a tough, desperate situation where maybe it does call for something like Jordan Matthews. But do they need Jordan Matthews? Or do they need more of a burner down the field? Someone who can turn things up and get you some yards after the catch. Not necessarily that burner specifically, even though I think, again, Corey Coleman would be someone that I would really try to really hone in on and see if that's the type of player I need on my football team right now. Jordan Matthews, I don't know. Now, to Sam's point, I will agree with him here. Knows the offense. Also has a great, great chemistry with you-know-who, Carson Wentz. So, if you feel confident that Nelson Aguilar can then step outside and be effective also out there as a outside receiver, then I guess I wouldn't be opposed to it. I wouldn't be opposed to it. But they have to do something. They cannot go into next game against the Indianapolis Colts as is. And even if they do and they feel like, all right, I can go into this game and Carson Wentz is going to be the difference maker. Can he elevate the play of some of these players that may just simply not be good enough for their play to be elevated? Interesting. 610-632-0975. The game yesterday, Tampa 27, Eagles 21.
How did they lose this game? What concerns you the most about them after game number two? Injuries all over the place on the offensive side. Mike Wallace, Jason Peters, out, right? In the game, just out. Jay Ajayi, back injury, first half. Did nothing, couldn't give you anything. Nothing, couldn't give you anything. They need help at the wide receiver position. Do you go out there and try to get one of these guys on the free agent market? Jordan Matthews, Dez Bryant, something like that. Corey Coleman. Do you go after any of those guys and add them to the Birds now that Carson Wentz is coming back? And also, again, Carson Wentz is back. 610-632-0975. I'm excited. How do you feel about that? Let's talk about it right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
This is 97.5 The Fanatic. 97.5 The Fanatic kicks off football season as the Birds pursue their second world championship. The Fanatic is celebrating with our second 5K a day big green giveaway.
All right, let's hit it.
5 times each weekday, you'll have a chance to win $1,000. Yep, a Super Bowl of cash. Get ready. Weekdays at 8 a.m., 11 a.m., 1 p.m., 4 p.m., and 6 p.m., 97.5 The Fanatic will announce a Philly's special keyword. You'll have up to 15 minutes to enter the keyword on the new Fanatic app.
Or at 975thefanatic.com.
That's your shot at $1,000 in this Beasley Media Group national contest.
Complete rules available at 975thefanatic.com.
So, what will you do with $1,000? It could help pay your way to see the Birds play in SB 53 in Atlanta. 97.5 The Fanatic's 5K a day big green giveaway. 2. Brought to you by Family Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Visit them now at FamilyAutos.com. And Roofing Nation, 50% off a brand new roof. Visit RoofingNation.com.
Well, I talk about my lawn a lot because it's important that it looks good year-round. The summer takes a toll on a lawn. The baking sun makes the grass dormant so it doesn't grow as green and fast. And the ridiculous rain we had this season makes everything grow, especially the weeds. That's why I use my guys in Natural Lawn. Fall's the perfect time to establish and thicken your lawn. Aeration removes small plugs of soil to help your lawn breathe. Now you'll notice the grass grow thicker and greener and ultimately overtake the weeds by simply having more grass than weeds. Regardless of where you live and how your lawn currently looks, Natural Lawn's limited time offer will restore your lawn's health and beauty. Schedule Natural Lawn's full service program and they will seed your lawn free of charge. The number is 800-FREE-SEED. That's 800-FREESEED. Choose my lawn care company, Natural Lawn of America. Greener grass, fewer weeds, guaranteed.
Napa Know How.
Right now, Mobil 1 Full Synthetic Motor Oil is $29.99 for a 5-quart jug. Its advanced formula provides maximum sludge protection, defending your engine like a catcher defends home plate. So, get top-notch engine protection with the Mobil 1 Full Synthetic 5-quart jug for $29.99. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa Know How.
Napa Know How.
General States pricing. Sales prices do not include applicable state, local taxes, or recycling fees. Offer ends 9/30/18.
Honda certified pre-owned vehicles go through a 182-point inspection, but it used to be more. Like point 210, the dog hair interrogation.
Nice Accord, Mark. Bet you thought you could fool us, huh? What's this labradoodle hair doing in the back seat?
Probably from my friend's dog.
Sure it's not your dog's hair?
I don't have a dog.
Oh. Then you passed.
You can see why we cut it down. Visit HondaCertified.com to check out our latest certified pre-owned inventory from KBB.com's 2018 Best Value Brand.
Based on 2018 brand image awards from Kelley Blue Book, visit KBB.com for information.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
Hey guys, you know we all want to look good, and sometimes diet and exercise just aren't enough.
I've been following the keto diet, but I also met with Dr. Lyle Back to learn about the benefits of the strawberry laser lipo procedure to really speed up weight loss. Dr. Back explained to me all the benefits of the procedure and gave me total confidence that it would be a great complement to my diet. I have total trust in Dr. Back. Dr. Back has helped thousands of men get their dream body, and he can help you too. Visit ILoveLyleBack.com. That's ILoveLyleBack.com to get in shape this football season. Hey, Harry Mays here to talk about the fastest growing Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram dealer in the tri-state area. My friends at TurnersvilleJeep.com. Come see why so many South Jersey and Philly buyers are coming to Turnersville for great deals on new Jeeps, Ram pickups, Dodges, and Chryslers at TurnersvilleJeep.com. Now, I was down there, and I'll tell you, wait till you see their huge selection of new Wranglers, Cherokees, Grand Cherokees, and Ram pickup trucks at TurnersvilleJeep.com. They have over 600 cars and trucks on site to choose from. Go down there and ask for my main man, Ron Fina, at TurnersvilleJeep.com. Ron has spent over a decade building a reputation for exceptional customer service and giving customers the very best deal. Ron's a good dude. This is Harry Mays for TurnersvilleJeep.com, located on Route 42 in Turnersville. Check them out at TurnersvilleJeep.com. Oh, did I say TurnersvilleJeep.com?
It's not just any Wi-Fi. It's streaming in every room in your house, even in the backyard Wi-Fi.
Mom, we're going to watch movies in the treehouse.
That's fine, honey.
It's Wi-Fi that lets your family stream live TV and the most free movies and shows on any device they want.
Dad, can I watch cartoons on the tablet?
How about we use it to finish your homework instead?
Oh, man.
And it's Wi-Fi that can help you save on wireless when you include Xfinity Mobile with your internet.
Can we have some of that savings?
Nope, but your college fund can.
It's the best Wi-Fi experience from Xfinity that makes streaming and saving simple, easy, awesome.
Get started with Xfinity Internet, TV, and voice for $79.99 a month for 2 full years with a 2-year agreement. Plus, ask how you can save when you include Xfinity Mobile with your internet. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit a store today. Offer ends 10/28/18. Restrictions apply. Limited to the standard triple play for new customers. Equipment, taxes, and fees, including BTV and RSN fees extra and subject to change. After agreement term, regular rates apply.
Alexa, open 97.5 The Fanatic.
Getting 97.5 The Fanatic.
The Fanatic. Devon Givens with you until midnight. Late start for us tonight after a 3-1 Flyers preseason win over the New York Islanders. That's right. Hockey is back. That means basketball is very, very close. And Brett Brown had his annual coaches clinic for a lot of the area coaches, whether it be youth league, with the little kids, whatever age group, whatever level of coaching. Brett Brown does this every year. It's a pretty cool thing that he does to allow all of these coaches to sit in the gym at the training facility. And I saw that Keith Pompey of Philly.com and the Inquirer had something out there video-wise with speaking with Monty Williams. So I'm guessing Monty Williams had, it looked like he had a wireless mic hooked up to him. So he was also present helping Brett Brown with this coaching clinic, speaking to the coaches out there in the crowd. So pretty cool thing that Brett Brown does every single year. And again, Flyers is back. Flyers are back. Basketball is back almost with the clinic. Tomorrow, Brett Brown has his annual coaches luncheon. That's going to be some stuff is going to come out of there. Then you have Media Day on Friday where the midday show will be broadcasting from there. I will be there as well. And then doing the show later on. So it's going to be some basketball things happening. You know, you got training camp starting on Saturday, the open practice next Tuesday, preseason game next Friday at the center. So stuff is happening, people. Stuff is happening with these winter teams. 610-632-0975. Unfortunately, the one team that we can count on, we think, in the Philadelphia Eagles, they fall 27-21 unexpectedly to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. They're just rolling right now. DeSean Jackson is hot. Mike Evans has a nice rhythm going. Ryan Fitzpatrick, if he has another good week to start this season off, he's probably going to be NFC Player of the Month, right? Because Offensive Player of the Month for what he's been able to do, 8 touchdowns in 2 games, over 400 yards in each game. He's been rolling. Jameis Winston, if they win again, should be worried. in my opinion, because he's playing so well. So what do you, what are your takeaways from the Eagles' loss to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers? Carson Wentz is back. Must make you feel good. I know I feel good about Carson Wentz being back. Some people, I'm sure, still a little reluctant. We just spoke to Gaylord in Delaware. He still has his concerns. I'm sure he's not alone in feeling that way. 610-632-0975. Mike in North Philly is next on the Fanatic. What's happening, Mike?
Deron, what's going on, my man?
Oh, man. All good, man. All good.
Listen, I want to talk a few, little bit of Eagles with this. Sneaking a Sixers point if I can.
Oh, of course.
But watching that game, man, I don't know how we didn't see this coming. It's almost like we got duped.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Like, we don't need Howie to try. We need Howie to do. I need him to bring in Tio, Ocho, Matthews, Coleman, anybody that can play, because what we have out there was terrible to watch.
Yeah, it was bad yesterday, man. And even when they were able to find their way back and get closer, even if they would have picked up that win, you would have said, okay, that's what great teams do, but right, they have to improve on this, because it was ugly and there was nothing good that really came out of it. And now you get Carson Wentz back. Hopefully he can help turn the fortunes back around.
Right. It's almost like I'm actually scared for Carson, because who is he going to have the ball to throw to? Like, you know what I mean? Like, he's just going to be a sitting duck back there. Nobody can get over it.
Yeah, they definitely have to make sure that he's, first of all, protected. And that once he is protected, that he can deliver the football somewhere.
Right. And quick Sixers point. My cousin just enrolled in DePaul University, right? And he was telling me through the summer that he was watching the Pro-Am. And he said out his mouth, and I quote, that Robert Covington was looking lights out in the Pro-Am. I couldn't believe it. I said, you must be talking about a different Robert Covington. He said, no. Robert Covington was playing in the championship versus Will Bynum and Patrick Beverly and was lighting them up. I said, oh, man, I can't wait, man. I got excited. He got me all excited.
Yeah, but, Mike, for me, Mike, I already know he can shoot. He's just an inconsistent shooter, mm-hmm. especially with the volume that he shoots because of the green light that Brett Brown likes to play in that fast pace and space type offense. We know he can shoot the basketball. It's just inconsistent. And a lot of people, fan base wise, it's the shot selection. So he can play. I've seen him in those pro-am type of situations here. When you see him at the Danny Rumpf Classic a couple of years back, he played in, I think, back-to-back years here, right, there. So he can listen, he's an NBA player, and we know he's an all-defensive player, whether people like it or not. He is a good defender. If he can knock down his threes, Mike, at somewhere between 39 to 41% of a clip for the Sixers this year, I think they will be in very good shape, and that will give him even more confidence.
Right, I agree with that assessment, Ron. That's perfect right there, because I feel like with the addition of Wilson Chandler, and hopefully a lot better Markelle Fultz. And another thing, the guy Furkan looked good in the FIBA World Championship. He looked lights out, too.
He did. We need him to let that translate over to the NBA, and we'll really be able to make an assessment there. Hey, Mike, good catching up, man. We'll definitely be talking some hoops soon. Robert Covington, I think a lot of people know that I like Robert Covington more than most. And, you know, you're going to get an argument from me every time. Well, not every time. When he plays like he played in the postseason against the Boston Celtics specifically, I've got nothing. But for the most part, I've got stuff normally. 610-632-0975. Lance in Arizona is next on the Fanatic. Hey, Lance, what's going on?
Hey, I'm calling about the wide receiver position. I look at it this way. Do you think down the road that Shelton Gibson or Matt Collins is going to be an outside wide receiver? Because the way I look at it is, next year you're not going to have Mike Wallace anyway, so you're going to need an outside wide receiver. If you don't believe that one of those two guys can be that, at that point you might want to go looking in a trade, just because you don't believe it, and you're going to either have to spend a high draft pick to get a wide receiver to play that position, or you're going to have to go to free agency next year to get one anyway.
Well, how about this one? Someone on Twitter, let me pull it up here and give you the name, because I don't want to disrespect the man who sent this one out. At Sean Hall 85 says, what about trying to trade for Marvin Jones or Golden Tate? I wouldn't be opposed to either one of them for the season if they are seeing that they want to strike while the iron is hot right now because they feel like they can defend their crown. I wouldn't be opposed to that as long as it's not something substantial in terms of the return for what the Detroit Lions would be asking for one of those two players. Not difference makers, but if you have him opposite Alshon Jeffrey when he comes back and we know what we can get from Alshon Jeffrey in the slot, I'm not mad at those two names.
No, I'm not either. I was actually going to call and mention that. I was going to say the Lions are trying to start culture-wise because Mark Thurow was on a podcast and he said the Lions organization's with Matt Patricia and they're going to get rid of some veterans that aren't buying in. The guy I want out of those two is Mark Jones. If you look at his numbers,
I would agree.
His yards per catch is 18 last year and the year before it was 16.9. The problem with Golden Tate is he's a high volume guy. His yards per average over the last 2 years combined is 11.3. So you're going to get some yardage, but you're not going to get the deep threat that you do in Marvin Jones because at this stage of his career, Golden Tate is more of a slot receiver that sometimes you can move to the outside.
True. Yep, I would agree with that, Lance, and I would lean more Marvin Jones as well. Great breakdown of that, man, and I would go Marvin Jones. If that was the case, I would definitely do that. And probably wants to get out of Detroit at this point. You just heard Lance say that the Detroit Lions organization, front office, they're backing Matt Patricia. They're going to give him some time. Matt Stafford is there, though. I mean, they're going to have that's going to be a problem for them. Matt Stafford is there. Now you're taking a weapon away from him, and how are you going to replace him? It's not like Megatron is coming back. It's going to be Golden Tate and who? 610-632-0975, but they explored Marvin Jones. I wouldn't be opposed to that. I'm just not giving up a hefty price for him. 610-632-0975. We're talking about the Birds. Bucks game yesterday. What happened? Why did they lose? How did they lose? How frustrating was it for you? And Carson Wentz cleared by the medical staff, ready to go against the Indianapolis Colts. Doug Peterson said today in his press conference, if he's cleared, he's going to be ready to go. He is, in fact, cleared. He's ready to go. How do you feel about Carson Wentz being back for your Philadelphia Eagles? 610-632-0975. Quick break. We come right back. Long segment on the other side right here on the Fanatic.
This is 97.5, the Fanatic. After a loss to the Bucks, the Eagles put their sights on Week 3 and the return of Carson Wentz. It will be Luck versus Wentz at the Link this Sunday. And we're talking Eagles football on Philadelphia's football station, 97.5, the Fanatic.
Football is back, and that's only the second best news I've got. That's because FanDuel's brand new sportsbook app is now live, so you can get all the premier sports betting experience you've been dreaming of. FanDuel Sportsbook has all your favorite sports and bets, including spreads, money lines, and more. And since it's FanDuel, you can trust that it's all 100% legit. Right now, FanDuel Sportsbook is only available in New Jersey, but you can download the app, deposit, and check out the lines from anywhere, but you'll only be able to place bets in the Garden State. Best of all, FanDuel will double your first deposit. Just use my promo code Jason. If you deposit $20, they'll give you another $20 to bet with, all the way up to $100 with my code Jason. Just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app or visit FanDuel.com/NJ. That's FanDuel.com/NJ and use my code Jason to get your bonus and start betting today. New accounts only. Must wager deposit and bonus credit. Must be 21 or older. In New Jersey only. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Go to FanDuel.com/NJ for terms and conditions.
The Bay Management Group brings you the coaches' quotes of the game.
Coach Doug Peterson announced that Carson Wentz has been medically cleared to play and will start Sunday versus Indy. Peterson said in his Monday press conference, he's cleared, he goes. It will be Wentz versus Luck this Sunday at the Link.
Bay Management Group, your premier property management company specializing in multifamily and single-family rental properties. Visit baymgmtgroup.com.
Years from now, when you're sitting together eating noodles, saying those things you always say, you won't remember saving on your engagement ring by buying it at Robbins Diamonds in Tax-Free Delaware or having so many rings to choose from. But I bet you'll remember how much fun you had shopping and how the wide-open self-serve cases made you feel like you own the place. Of course, you'll have the ring, and I bet it'll still seem like it was made just for you. At Robbins Delaware Diamonds, the engagement ring store.
Robbins Rocks!
Yeah!
Robbins Rocks!
People seem to be obsessed with this new Samsung Galaxy Note 9, and it's no surprise.
What's the word?
It's a beast. That's the word. It's crazy powerful. And since everybody these days is kind of glued to their phones, the best part is probably the super long-lasting battery, so you won't be stretching for your constantly charging cable. And for gamers, when you pick up a Galaxy Note 9, you also get hooked up with an exclusive Fortnite skin. Samsung Galaxy Note 9 at Samsung.com.
Honda certified pre-owned vehicles go through a 182-point inspection, but it used to be more. Like point 210, the dog hair interrogation.
Nice Accord, Mark. Bet you thought you could fool us, huh? What's this labradoodle hair doing in the back seat?
Probably from my friend's dog.
Sure it's not your dog's hair?
I don't have a dog.
Oh. And you passed.
You can see why we cut it down. Visit HondaCertified.com to check out our latest certified pre-owned inventory from KBB.com's 2018 Best Value brand.
Based on 2018 brand image awards from Kelley Blue Book, visit KBB.com for information.
Hey, Philadelphia. GEICO presents Need to Know Information because you have to draw the line between what you need to know and what you don't.
When I know I'll see different people all day, I'll wear the same outfit 2 days in a row.
See, didn't need to know that. But when it comes to insurance, the more you know, the better. Like knowing GEICO is the second largest auto insurer in the country. Plus, they've been around for over 75 years and have a 97% customer satisfaction rating.
Whenever I say, this is fun, what I mean is, this is awkward and I don't know how to express my feelings.
Again, not really need it. But knowing GEICO offers more than just car insurance is important, like motorcycle, RV, and boat insurance. And the GEICO Insurance Agency can help you insure your home, apartment, and condo.
I've eaten more cookie dough in my life than baked cookies.
And not needed. But you should know local agents in your area could help you find even more savings with GEICO, like military or federal discounts. And GEICO offers emergency roadside service. Switching insurance is an important decision. You can never know too much about it. So, Philadelphia, contact GEICO online, over the phone, or at your local office for all the information you really need.
This is Pat Callahan inviting you to join Joe Torti and me for Season 17 of This Week in Pro Football, right here on 97.5 The Fanatic. Every Saturday from 10 a.m. to 12 noon, Joe and I will dig into the biggest NFL topics, preview the week's slate of games, and debate the gridiron issues that matter to you. Of course, each week we'll focus on the defending champs and check out the Birds matchup, including key injuries, personnel matchups, and keep tabs on the most watched quarterback non-rivalry ever. Sal Palantonio returns at 11 a.m. each week with his unique and insightful take on the champs and the Shield, including the weekly top five. Chris Harris of HarrisFootball.com checks in every Saturday with most of your fantasy answers. It's me versus Joey Bags in the dreaded pick segment. And we will look back at past Eagle and NFL greats and ask, where are they now? So be sure to join Joe Torti and me for some old school football talk every Saturday at 10 a.m. on your definitive source for all things Birds and NFL. It's This Week in Pro Football right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Voice of the new Philadelphia, 97.5, The Fanatic. Yeah! WPEN Burlington, Philadelphia, a Beasley Media Group station.
This is our new north.
Broadcasting from the Xfinity Studios, only from Comcast. Philadelphia's football station.
.1103, 97.5, The Fanatic. What's going on, y'all? Devon Givens broadcasting from the Xfinity Studio. Only from Comcast. Late night run for us tonight after Flyers preseason hockey. A 3-1 victory over the New York Islanders. Big story today in Philadelphia sports. Carson Wentz cleared medically by the medical staff. And that means he's ready to go against the Indianapolis Colts. Doug Peterson giving the go-ahead in terms of that. Looking forward to it on the heels of a 27-21 loss to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Should not happen. Should not happen. But it did. 27-21 Birds fall yesterday. Bad defensive effort right out of the gate. Couldn't really get anything going in terms of stop. Too many big plays. Yesterday, and you heard the Sal Powell Football Hour. Yesterday, Sal spoke to Doug Peterson prior to the game, and he put a story out on ESPN. He even sent it over to me during the pregame show so we can share that information with you. And what Doug Peterson said was, we have to eliminate the big plays. Too many big plays for the Atlanta Falcons. Five big plays of 20-plus yards. Yesterday, right out of the gate, bam, DeSean Jackson, 75, right down the field. Right down the field. 75 yards for O.J. Howard. Left side. Missed tackles. Poor tackling by Ronald Darby. It just looked like he didn't want any contact at all. just too many big plays for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. We're so used to this defense stepping up in key spots. And they were unable to do it yesterday. They were just unable to get it done, find a way to get it done. Here we are. They're 1-1. It's on them. They have to now bounce back. And again, with that big news, you get to bounce back with your franchise quarterback in Carson Wentz coming back out there on the field against the Indianapolis Colts, who did take care of Washington yesterday and pick up their win. So that's that. They're not just, I guess, it doesn't, at least they come in here with the win and you say they are not pushovers. Frank Reich, the head coach, knows Carson Wentz very well. Knows what Doug Peterson likes to do also. So this is something that we're going to have to talk about later on in the week, but it's not going to be a cakewalk for this football team against the Indianapolis Colts. They're going to have to come out there and play. They're going to have to come out there and really play against this football team. And so what do you guys think of the game yesterday? How things played out? Why the defense was so poor? Were they just unprepared against that Tampa Bay defense? You knew they had big playability. You had an idea that it was potentially going to be a DeSean Jackson deep pass at some point. At some point. And we got it. First play of the game. Punch to the gut. Right away. Right away, set the tone overall for the game. Birds fall 27-21. What do you guys think of the loss? And what do you guys think of Carson Wentz coming back? How do you feel about that? I feel good about it. They need him out there. They need wide receiver help, we know. So, hey, listen, they need wide receiver help. Maybe, you know, Dez Bryant out there. We got some tweets about that. I'll share that as well. But they need help. Carson Wentz is one of the things that can help. There are some other pieces that they can potentially go out there and acquire via trade or free agency at the wide receiver spot. They need something. It's early. I know. We're not panicking or anything, but you shouldn't have lost that game yesterday. That's all I'm saying. 610-632-0975. Let's go to Anthony in Southwest on 97.5. What's up, Ant?
Hey, what's up, Devon?
What's going on, man?
Ain't nothing. I'm talking about the game from yesterday.
Yep.
My whole thing is, I'm going to ask you this about Foles. Like, he's lacking confidence.
Yep.
Can you tell me why, though? I'm all confused because he's coming off that high. I won the Super Bowl in the last year. But he didn't break out during the preseason. Then the first two games, he just looked like he don't have it or something. I don't know. I'm confused.
Well, he said it. Did you see the article last week on, what was that, NBC Sports Philly? Well, Ruben Frank did a story where he was talking to Foles about the lack of confidence that he has. He said, listen, sometimes you just don't have it. That confidence wavers. And Ryan Fitzpatrick was talking about it, which allowed really Nick Foles to feel like he can open up and speak about it. He just said it. You know, we're human. Just because we're professional athletes, people don't think that we have feelings and we don't get into tough spots just like any other profession. That's what he said. And again, I guess that's where he is. It's something that you just got to deal with when it comes to Nick Foles. And at this point, I think we know who he is with that Jekyll and Hyde type of game that he gives us.
Like, you don't know what you're going to get. I mean,
yep.
So, I mean, come on right now, man, with Carson coming back. I mean, like, I'm all for it. I know you for it.
Yep.
I mean, it's good. Let him get out there and get it in against Indiana coming up this week. So, it's going to be a good game. I just want to see how he play out, how he look with all this time off. But I think he should be good and get everything back in the flow and get the rhythm going.
Yeah, I think he'll be fine. I think he's going to be smart. Of course, Anthony, he's going to try to do some stuff that he's accustomed to doing and realize that maybe he's not all the way quite there yet to be able to do those things. But at some point, as he is out there and he's in the game, it's just going to come back because it's a natural instinct.
Yeah.
I'm good with him.
I'm good with it too.
Yeah. I mean, no doubt. And they're going to need a big game because they can't fall to the Colts on Sunday, man. Appreciate it. Carson Wentz back in the flow and I'm looking forward to it. They need it. Now, let me give you some of these Let me give you some of these tweets about the receivers. Darius at D1, the number one, and the word one, 1975. Dez Bryant is a must, plus he's hungry. Has to be for a reasonable price, though. Follow it up by Steve at Steve O'Hara 7. Dez is the best wide receiver left. It all starts with getting him in for a workout. Can we at least do that? He worked out for the Browns and they promptly offered him $5 million and they had Gordon on the roster. So right there, Steve and Darius both agree that the player that should be added to the Philadelphia Eagles is Dez Bryant. And with Josh Gordon off the table, Rashard Perriman off the table, not many other sexy names out there. Yes, we know about Jordan Matthews and Jeremy Maclin, right? You know about them, but do you really? Is that really where you want to go? We had a call earlier say, yes, bring in Jordan Matthews because he's familiar with the offense, familiar with Carson Wentz. They can possibly get something done together because they do have that chemistry. Is that where you want to go? I don't think a lot of people really want to go that direction and go out there and add Jordan Matthews because he's a slot guy. You already have Nelson Aguilar in the slot. You probably need some outside help with Mike Wallace going to be gone for the foreseeable future with the broken leg. Is it Dez Bryant? Because he's kind of lost some things overall in his play. His production has dipped over the last couple of seasons. Will his production pick up because he's here as a member of the Philadelphia Eagles with Carson Wentz because he's better than Dak Prescott? Possibly. There's a chance that that is what actually happens. There's a chance. But I'm not quite so sure about that. But that said, they need help. They do need help. If they brought Dez Bryant in here, I would not be opposed to it. And what can I say? But they needed it. So they went out there and they got it. What can I say? At all, just go out there. If they bring him in, I'm cool with it. I really am. Corey Coleman released by the Patriots after bringing in Josh Gordon via trade. Well, I like Corey Coleman last week when we talked about him, Rashard Perriman, Dez Bryant as possible options. I guess I might have to like that again. And don't forget the one that we brought up earlier where our tweeter also sent in the names of Marvin Jones and Golden Tate from the Detroit Lions. Marvin Jones I would look at. I would certainly give that a look. I would like Marvin Jones because you can't go out there and get this type of production from your wide receiver core again. Josh Perkins, 4 receptions for 57 yards. Corey Clement, 5 for 55. Kamar Aiken, 5 for 39. Ajayi and Smallwood, 1 apiece, led by Ertz with 11 for 94. Aguilar, 8 for 88. That's it. That's all you got. And if you are not including Dallas Goedert in there, you're deciding to go with Josh Perkins. Maybe it has something to do with practice overall. We don't know. Then the running game, which you thought you could possibly lean on a little bit, while they had 20 carries between Clement, Smallwood, and Ajayi. They couldn't establish anything because they were playing from behind. So they couldn't use the run game. They got down right away. Once they got down, 3 and out, the run game couldn't generate anything to start the game off after going down 7-0. Defense was all hype because Deshaun did what he did by taking it to the house for 75 right away. Trying to get some of the offense going with the run game, not working. Jay Ajayi out quickly because of the back problem. Didn't see him into the second half. Corey Clement, while he looked spry, he looked pretty good out there. He just couldn't generate anything because they were keying in on because you had no other weapons out there outside of Ertz and Aguilar. So they'll give them to stuff across the middle. We're just not going to let you go beat us down the field. We'll give you all of that. We'll give you that middle of the field. Get a couple of first downs. We'll give you that. But you're not going anywhere. You're not going anywhere big time. You're not. Aguilar had the great catch in the corner of the end zone from Nick Foles. Perfect, perfect throw. Great touch. Right corner of the end zone. Got his feet down. Fantastic. They couldn't get anything else going. They couldn't generate anything at all. Meanwhile, on the other side, while you look at Deshaun's numbers and say, oh, he only had four catches. Yeah, but he had 129. Oh, well, I was on one big play. Yeah, but he scored. 32.3 average. O.J. Howard, 3 for 96. Oh, he had one big play. Yeah, but he scored. 75 yards. Mike Evans. Yeah, he had 10 catches, but he didn't really do anything to hurt anybody. 10 for 83 in the score. Chris Godwin, 5 for 56 in the score. The quarterback is playing at a high level right now. He has supreme confidence. Ryan Fitzpatrick does. And you had to know that, again, going into that building, first game of the season for them at home, big play to start things off right away. They felt good right away. You needed to take that energy out of that building, and they did not. The front four cannot get the pressure. The cornerbacks could not hold anything up. Jalen Mills and Ronald Darby are now being criticized for terrible play between the first two games, when really Ronald Darby had a nice game against the Atlanta Falcons. Jalen Mills had a so-so game against the Atlanta Falcons, but didn't look so good yesterday. And now we're going back to the corners saying, well, the corners aren't as good as we thought they were. We have a problem. Why is Sidney Jones still in the slot and not on the outside? Or why is Sidney Jones not looking good in the slot against guys like Chris Godwin and Adam Humphries when they are out there? We know, Super Bowl champions, but guess what? It doesn't matter right now. It's a new season. New game. Things happen. You get called out on it. This loss yesterday to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers did not need to happen. Did not need to happen. Malcolm Jenkins needed to be better on that first play. Jalen Mills gave some space. Ryan Fitzpatrick did the right thing by throwing the ball and leading DeSean Jackson. Not throwing to him, but throwing to an area. Not a spot, an area. And we've seen it all too well here in Philadelphia with DeSean Jackson, where if you throw it in the area, there's a great chance that he's going to run underneath that football and get it and take it to the house. Great play by him. Great throw by Fitzpatrick. They just look flat out good. Call it for what it is. They look good. They have next... the Pittsburgh Steelers next week night game as well. So we'll see how it is. It's in Tampa. Pittsburgh has some tough games. No Le'Veon Bell out there. Maybe they have another good shot to take that game also against the Pittsburgh Steelers. Maybe. But the Birds do get a nice jolt with Carson Wentz coming back. We've already said it from everybody else. We're looking forward to seeing him back out there. I think it gives them something to go off of. Not saying that Nick Foles would not have beaten the Indianapolis Colts, because I thought they would beat Tampa Bay, I think he would beat the Indianapolis Colts. But if Carson Wentz is ready to go, it's that time. You go out there and get him. Now, who's he throwing it to? We know he's going to throw it to Zach Ertz and Nelson Aguilar, but who else are going to be the targets? Is it going to be Goddard? Perkins again? Where's Shelton Gibson? Where's DeAndre Carter? Where are the two stars of preseason where they played so well that it looked like they were going to, even with Mac Hollins being out, saying, hey, you know what? Mac Hollins is ready to go. Shelton Gibson has been playing so good. He's going to be in the mix for some snaps on offense, not just special teams. He is giving you nothing. DeAndre Carter, giving you nothing. What is going on? They're just not good enough. So that means, again, upgrade. It's a must. You have to find a way to get things going with the wide receiver spot. They have to go out there and find a way to add some bodies to this team, because the current group that they have is simply not going to cut it. Not going to cut it. So you have to go out there and get something. Now, I'm not Jordan Matthews, whatever, you know. I like him for what he did when he was here, but Buffalo didn't keep him. New England didn't keep him. Yes, it was an injury, but they didn't keep him. They felt like he can give them something, and wouldn't they have just kept him around? They did not. They got rid of him. All right, Corey Coleman. Again, names that we've been talking about. That's the problem. They're names that we've been talking about. The same names that we've been talking about. You're going to have to make a decision on one of them or make a trade. By the way, Phillies, they fell tonight 9-4. Season is over. We already knew that. That's enough time on the Phillies. 610-632-0975. It's over. It is what it is. 76-73.
Okay.
Yes, pretty much, Jay. 76-73 on the season. It's over. We just move on. That's where we are right now. Terrible. Terrible ending to the season. We thought we would get a little more out of them, maybe get some baseball, you know what I'm saying, and enjoy some of this baseball. Would have been nice to have some postseason play with the baseball team, but no, you know, they just faltered down the stretch and they just weren't good enough. They didn't have enough. We know a lot of people didn't expect them to be where they are in the first place, but hey, they gave us a little bit. Hopefully they can add one of those big bats or those big names in the offseason. So just didn't want to ignore the fact that they played tonight 9-4. They fell to the Mets. Also, Flyers again, preseason action against the New York Islanders at the center, taking the victory 3-1. Good job by them. They're back at it. They're on like every day. Back at it. Every single day almost. For those Philadelphia Flyers, a lot of games getting in. Winter sports are back. So we'll certainly be getting into those two teams here very, very, very shortly. We've been talking about the Birds all night. The loss yesterday to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Carson Wentz, he's coming back. What are your thoughts on that? How excited are you for his return? And also the wide receiver position. They need help. They need help. What name are you looking to add to the wide receiver core? Not even just add, but jump over the rest of the wide receivers that they currently have on the roster. Chad Ochocinco, he believes that he can come in here and give the Philadelphia Eagles something. You know, Terrell Owens still believes he can play, even though he was just inducted into the Hall of Fame. He thinks he's got something going. Dez Bryant is out there. Corey Coleman is also out there. Hey, they need some help. Corey Coleman just let go by the New England Patriots because they've added Josh Gordon, who the Philadelphia Eagles did not go out there and get. And the one thing I saw said that they didn't even go after him. So, where do they go for wide receiver help? Do they make a trade? Do they add one of those names that we mentioned there? They have to do something because they can't keep going on this way if you're not going to have Alshon Jeffrey out there. Currently, as we know, Mike Wallace hurt in this past game against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers with a broken leg. They're going to have to do something to improve that wide receiver group because it's not going to get it done. Maybe Carson Wentz can help a little bit, but he can't do everything. He's coming back from this injury. 610-632-0975. Quick break. We come right back. We get back to the phones. Brent, we see you when we get back right here on The Fanatic.
Home of the Philly sports fan. 97.5 The Fanatic. 97.5 The Fanatic welcomes Carson back. Carson Wentz has been medically cleared and starts this Sunday. While the loss to Tampa Bay becomes an unpleasant distant memory, we're looking ahead to week 3 and Carson's Lincoln Financial Field homecoming versus the Colts. We're talking Wentz and all things Eagles on Philadelphia's football station. 97.5 The Fanatic.
My name is Tariq. I was a professional truck driver when I suffered a devastating knee injury at work. Even though I had major knee surgery, my employers and his insurance company wanted me to return to work. I didn't feel capable of returning to work, and I didn't know what to do. Then I called the attorneys at Swartz Cullerton. They helped me to get to the right doctors. It turned out that my injury was much worse than the insurance company and its doctors claimed. At times, the pain was unbearable. I kept thinking, I just want to take care of my family. The attorneys at Swartz Cullerton understood how to deal with the insurance companies. They helped me to get the best doctors and fought hard to get me a large cash settlement. Swartz Cullerton treated me with respect. Swartz Cullerton got me justice.
If you've been injured at work, get justice. Call 1-800-JUSTICE. That's 1-800-587-8423. 1-800-JUSTICE. Don't let the insurance companies take advantage of you. Call 1-800-JUSTICE.
Hey, Philadelphia. GEICO presents Need to Know Information because you have to draw the line between what you need to know and what you don't.
When I spell Wednesday, I have to say Wednesday in my head or I will spell it wrong every single time.
See, didn't need to know that. But when it comes to insurance, the more you know, the better. Like knowing GEICO is the second largest auto insurer in the country. Plus, they've been around for over 75 years and have a 97% customer satisfaction rating.
Whenever I tip someone at the food truck, I wait for them to watch me before I put in the money.
Again, not really needed. But knowing GEICO offers more than just car insurance is important, like motorcycle, RV, and boat insurance. And the GEICO Insurance Agency can help you insure your home, apartment, and condo.
Well, last night I finished off a family-sized serving of chips. Hey, I'm a family of one.
And not needed. But you should know local agents in your area could help you find even more savings with GEICO, like military or federal discounts. And GEICO offers emergency roadside service. Switching insurance is an important decision. You can never know too much about it. So, Philadelphia, contact GEICO online, over the phone, or at your local office for all the information you really need.
While green, thick grass is more important than just the looks, the more grass you have, the less weeds you have. Now, my guys in Natural Lawn are scientists that can explain exactly how it works. I'm not, but they tell me it's simple. So hire my guys at Natural Lawn of America. That's my lawn care company. In the fall, it's important to set the table to get your lawn ready for not only the spring, but it'll help for the rest of the year. So aeration and seeding are essential. Now, whether you live in PA or New Jersey, Natural Lawn's aeration and seeding service will help restore your lawn's health and beauty. The products are organic-based, the techs are the best in the business, and they've been helping my lawn grow at its best for many years. I continue to recommend them because it works. You got to call Natural Lawn of America for their limited time offer today. Schedule Natural Lawn's full service program and they will seed your lawn free of charge. Now, I just told you how important seeding is. It's free. Call 800-FREE-SEED. That's 800-FREE-SEED. It's my lawn care company, Natural Lawn of America. Greener grass, fewer weeds, guaranteed.
French Creek Outfitters in Phoenixville, PA has everything you need for the great outdoors and beyond. Camping gear, kayaks, hunting apparel, or gifts, all the big names, they have them. Great selection of gun safes in stock, and don't worry about how you're going to move it, they deliver. French Creek Outfitters has indoor archery and shooting ranges, too. French Creek Outfitters, located on Route 23, just west of Phoenixville. Shop them online at FrenchCreekOutfitters.com. French Creek Outfitters, why take a chance with anybody else?
Guys, you're not alone. Half of all men have ED. Get your sex life back with Gainswave at Philadelphia Urology Associates. Gainswave is a safe 20-minute medical treatment that breaks up blockages and repairs blood vessels. There are no shots or pills ever with Gainswave, and it's available at Philadelphia Urology Associates. For more info and to save $150 on your Gainswave treatment, text the word CURE, C-U-R-E, to 797979. That's CURE to 797979.
Hey, honey.
Hi.
Sitting in the garage again, huh?
Yeah.
All alone?
Yeah.
On our son's bicycle?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's hard to be without your bike, so do something easy and protect it with Progressive Motorcycle Insurance. And when you ride with us for 4 straight years without an accident, we won't count your first one against you, no matter how much it costs. Visit Progressive.com to quote today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Accident forgiveness not available in all states.
It's too hot. What's the temperature set at?
Seems fine to me.
Relationships can be tricky. Now it's too cold.
I adjusted the thermostat.
But there's one thing everyone can agree on. Bryant Heating and Air Conditioning.
I like them.
Me too.
Because couples know their local Bryant dealer will do whatever it takes to make sure everyone is comfortable, including great financing offers up to 72 months subject to credit approval. To find a Pierce Phelps Bryant dealer near you, visit nopaybryant.com. Bryant.
Whatever it takes.
Businesses that advertise on 97.5 The Fanatic see increased sales and revenue. The Fanatic's team of marketing professionals can customize a plan that's right for you. Radio is as hot as a Philly sports team. Learn how to win through advertising on The Fanatic by emailing us today at marketing at 97.5thefanatic.com. That's marketing at 97.5thefanatic.com.
Sports talk for Roxborough, Manayunk, and all of Philadelphia. 97.5 The Fanatic.
It is 11:29 here on a football Monday. Brought to you by Recovery Centers of America. Call today at 1-800-RECOVERY or visit 1-800-RECOVERY.com/radio. I'm Devon Givens with you until midnight, 610-632-0975. Also, if you've missed any of our shows this week, go to 97.5thefanatic.com or the Fanatic app for full show podcast. Listen anytime, anywhere, and on your schedule, okay? Make sure you do that. Check that out if you want to check out some of those podcasts. If you're working tonight and we're done at midnight, you don't have us live and local, but you can always find us. You can always find us. You can check us out again on our podcast at 97.5thefanatic.com. Benny Odita producing the show. Again, I'm Devon Givens. We're hanging out. We're here till midnight. 610-632-0975. Game yesterday. Disappointing. What did you see? What did you like? Not much. What didn't you like? Not a lot. A lot out there. Didn't like a lot there. Did not like a lot from the birds yesterday. We're here again to talk about that with you until midnight. 610-632-0975. Plus, Carson Wentz is back. I'm in favor of it. Have always been. If he's cleared by the doctors, put him out there on the field. Period. Put him out there. He's ready to go. He's going to play against the Colts. Thank you, Nick Foles. But it's time for Carson Wentz to get back into his rightful spot as the starting quarterback for your Philadelphia Eagles. How do you feel? Some people did not want Carson Wentz to come back too early, and meaning too early calendar-wise. It normally takes about a year in order for them to really get their feet underneath them, and it takes a little longer than that to really be yourself, be back to yourself as the player you once were before the ACL. But he is ready to go. The doctors have given him the okay. And, of course, the coaching staff is saying, all right, let's go. It's time to roll. Put him under center. Let's get it done. 610-632-0975. So how do you feel about Carson's return? And that game was ugly yesterday. What stood out to you that needs to be fixed? The wide receivers, my goodness. Brent Manion, next on The Fanatic. What's going on, Brent?
Hey, Devon, how you doing?
Doing all right.
Great job, as always, man. I had a couple points I wanted to bring up real quick.
Sure.
We'll start with DeSean Jackson, man. I mean, we all know what he can do. He lived here. He was here for a few years or a bunch of years and moved on. I mean, there's nothing more frustrating than, you know, you guys harped on it before the game. You know, most 50-plus yard touchdown passes are plays for us and most against us. I mean, how do you start this game off and let that happen? I understand the corner blitz, you know, Malcolm Jenkins, the leader of our team. How do you bite on that, you know, you let him get loose?
Yeah, I didn't expect that, and I'm always, a lot of us, Brent, I'm sure you are as well, big, big supporter, proponent of what Malcolm Jenkins does out there on the field. At times, you'll see it through games where he'll make mistakes, but it never really bites them in the you-know-what like that one did yesterday, and he has to know better. I'm sure they watched the film. You know what happened the week before against New Orleans. You knew it was going to come at some point. Maybe they didn't expect it right out of the gate, but once they saw how things played out, he needed to be better and not come up and try to stop the... Listen, the speed of Jackson kind of makes you do that. Let me get up there and help him out before it's too bad. But then all of a sudden, boom, he turns it right back up the field. You know, basically like a post pattern than anything. And you just throw it to an area and he's going to go underneath and get it. So Malcolm Jenkins had to be better on there. And he said it himself after the game. He knew it. He definitely knew it.
Right. And I mean, I'm sure the pregame, they talked about it leading up through the week. It's just frustrating, you know, over and over again. And let me get my next point in and I'll let you do your thing. But, on top of that, with the receiving core we currently have, I mean, bringing in somebody, I understand, and, you know, we're down to Dez Bryant and a couple other, you know, choice options and whatever, but don't you think that, you know, possibly Carson coming in, and I know, you know, week one he might be a little rusty, but after that, just seeing the field, Foles is so, it seems so immobile at times when he's trying to get away from the pass rush. Don't you think that Carson will buy an extra second or two and just be able to look downfield and find that guy? I mean, yes, we see replays where these receivers may not be open, but Carson can also fit things in the windows that Foles can. I just feel like that bringing Dez in and, you know, messing up the locker room like that, just assuming he's going to be his normal self, I think, you know, we can mesh with these guys for a couple weeks and, you know, hopefully Wallace, again, at last I heard, it may not be as long as we thought. There might be new reports, but either way, Alshon coming back, we got Nelson, we got Zach, and hopefully Dallas can step up. Don't you think that Carson can maybe, you know, find those passes that maybe Foles isn't?
I do, because his arm is stronger. Brandy may be able to fit into a tighter window, whereas Nick Foles could not. And as we said, great players normally throw guys open, make the lesser player a little better. And Nick Foles, he played his part when he was in there. Unfortunately, through these first two games, he has not looked as sharp. We know, we think he's better than what we saw yesterday. We think we saw the better, we know we saw the best of Nick Foles during the championship run. But right now, again, you need him to be something different, and he was not. He did enough to get the win in Atlanta. He put up some big numbers yesterday to the tune of 35, 48 for 334 yards, but only one touchdown, and his average was only 7 yards per reception. So how good was he really? Only as good as his receivers also were going to allow him to be too. So it's not all on him. The receivers weren't good, but Carson Wentz coming back, he's not going to turn garbage into gold, but he might be able to do something. Now, before we get all crazy and expect something, someone that we really should not, he's going to be rusty. He is. We can't expect him to be everything, but he's going to be good. He's going to be better, in my opinion. 610-632-0975. Tyreek in North Philly. What's up, Reek?
Hey, man, what's going on, man? Look, well, number one, there's one point I want to make. I think DeSean Jackson is hurt. He's hurt. He is hurt. He's hurting about it. I believe he wants to be here. I feel as though he should have never left.
Well, they should have signed him last offseason. They should have inked him. He went to Tampa. They had an opportunity to go get him. I don't know why they didn't.
I don't know what happened, but then watching us win, I think that hurt him. It hurt him. I think that's just my personal opinion on it, because a person that's over something does a little antics that he does after the win. And that's how I could tell that he's hurt, that he's still hurting about it. He's not letting it go. But I would love to see him finish it off here. You know, his last year, whatever the case may be, you know, his little farewell. I would love to see him here. I don't know how that might work out, but another little thing before I get away from you is that my honest opinion, I don't think Carson Wentz makes a big difference with the receiving core that we have. I mean,
yeah, not with these guys.
I don't see a big difference. I don't think that he's going to make a big difference.
The only thing I would say again is maybe he can just simply fit the ball into a tighter space if they
maybe,
you know what I'm saying? Maybe,
yes,
because he has a stronger arm.
Nick Foles, I watched that game. From what I watched, there's no way in heck you can blame. Nick Foles did everything, I personally believe, right that game. He did everything he possibly could do. But when you're working with Kamara Aiken and
yep.
I don't know who the other guy is, I mean, you really asking Nick to make lemonade out of crap.
That's why I said turning garbage into gold, man.
He can't do it.
And
other than Tom Brady or Aaron Rodgers, nobody else can do it. So, you know, but that was my point, man. But I'm hoping we can pull it off in Indy, because you still got to deal with T.Y. Hilton, and you know he's the next deep. The next best deep threat in the NFL behind DeSean Jackson.
Yeah, that team Andrew Luck is out and they're terrible with no quarterbacks, and yet and still he finds a way to get down the field and hurt teams. Reek, thanks for the call, man. He does. So he's going to have to be accounted for on Sunday. And they could not do that yesterday with DeSean Jackson. Yes, DeSean only had four catches, but there were only four targets. They were only 100-plus yards again and only a touchdown for DeSean Jackson. So they have to find a way again to stop T.Y. Hilton. He's not DeSean Jackson, but he's damn good. Damn good. 610-632-0975. Tough loss yesterday to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. It was what it was, a tough one. We didn't expect it. I don't remember many people at all choosing to pick the Tampa Bay Buccaneers in an upset. I don't. But they came out there and they gave the Eagles a great, great punch to the gut, and they never responded like they should have. 610-632-0975. Nice response by the Birds, though. This coming week, they get Carson Wentz back, and I'm here for it. 610-632-0975. Final segment on the other side, right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
You're listening to 97.5 The Fanatic. Download the new Fanatic app now. You'll need it for your chance to win $1,000 in the 97.5 The Fanatic Big Green Giveaway 2.
This is Pat Callahan inviting you to join Joe Torty and me for Season 17 of This Week in Pro Football right here on 97.5 The Fanatic. Every Saturday from 10 a.m. to 12 noon, Joe and I will dig into the biggest NFL topics, preview the week's slate of games, and debate the gridiron issues that matter to you. Of course, each week we'll focus on the defending champs and check out the Birds matchup, including key injuries, personnel matchups, and keep tabs on the most watched quarterback non-rivalry ever. Sal Palantonio returns at 11 a.m. each week with his unique and insightful take on the champs and the Shield, including the weekly top five. Chris Harris of HarrisFootball.com checks in every Saturday with most of your fantasy answers. It's me versus Joey Bags in the dreaded pick segment. And we will look back at past Eagle and NFL greats and ask, where are they now? So be sure to join Joe Torty and me for some old-school football talk every Saturday at 10 a.m. on your definitive source for all things Birds and NFL. It's This Week in Pro Football right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Napa know-how.
Right now, Mobil 1 Full Synthetic Motor Oil is $29.99 for a 5-quart jug. Its advanced formula provides maximum sludge protection, defending your engine like a catcher defends home plate. So, get top-notch engine protection with the Mobil 1 Full Synthetic 5-quart jug for $29.99. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
General States pricing. Sales prices do not include applicable state, local taxes, or recycling fees. Offer ends 9/30/18.
Guys, you're not alone. Half of all men have ED. Get your sex life back with Gainswave at Philadelphia Urology Associates. Gainswave is a safe 20-minute medical treatment that breaks up blockages and repairs blood vessels. There are no shots or pills ever with Gainswave, and it's available at Philadelphia Urology Associates. For more info and to save $150 on your Gainswave treatment, text the word CURE, C-U-R-E, to 797979. That's CURE to 797979.
Hey guys, you know we all want to look good, and sometimes diet and exercise just aren't enough. I've been following the keto diet, but I also met with Dr. Lyle Back to learn about the benefits of the strawberry laser lipo procedure to really speed up weight loss. Dr. Back explained to me all the benefits of the procedure and gave me total confidence that it would be a great complement to my diet. I have total trust in Dr. Back. Dr. Back has helped thousands of men get their dream body, and he can help you too. Visit ILoveLyleBack.com. That's ILoveLyleBack.com to get in shape this football season.
Honda certified pre-owned vehicles go through a 182-point inspection, but it used to be more. Like point 210, the dog hair interrogation.
Nice Accord, Mark. Bet you thought you could fool us, huh? What's this labradoodle hair doing in the back seat?
Probably from my friend's dog.
Sure it's not your dog's hair?
I don't have a dog.
Oh, then you passed.
You can see why we cut it down. Visit HondaCertified.com to check out our latest certified pre-owned inventory from KBB.com's 2018 Best Value Brand.
Based on 2018 brand image awards from Kelley Blue Book, visit KBB.com for information.
Football is back, and that's only the second best news I've got. That's because FanDuel's brand new sportsbook app is now live, so you can get all the premier sports betting experience you've been dreaming of. FanDuel Sportsbook has all your favorite sports and bets, including spreads, money lines, and more. And since it's FanDuel, you can trust that it's all 100% legit. Right now, FanDuel Sportsbook is only available in New Jersey, but you can download the app, deposit, and check out the lines from anywhere, but you'll only be able to place bets in the Garden State. Best of all, FanDuel will double your first deposit. Just use my promo code Jason. If you deposit $20, they'll give you another $20 to bet with, all the way up to $100 with my code Jason. Just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app or visit FanDuel.com/NJ. That's FanDuel.com/NJ and use my code Jason to get your bonus and start betting today. New accounts only. Must wager deposit and bonus credit. Must be 21 or older. In New Jersey only. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Go to FanDuel.com/NJ for terms and conditions.
Hey, Harry Mays here to talk about the fastest growing Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram dealer in the tri-state area. My friends at TurnersvilleJeep.com. Come see why so many South Jersey and Philly buyers are coming to Turnersville for great deals on new Jeeps, Ram pickups, Dodges, and Chryslers at TurnersvilleJeep.com. Now, I was down there, and I'll tell you, wait till you see their huge selection of new Wranglers, Cherokees, Grand Cherokees, and Ram pickup trucks at TurnersvilleJeep.com. They have over 600 cars and trucks on site to choose from. Go down there and ask for my main man, Ron Fina, at TurnersvilleJeep.com. Ron has spent over a decade building a reputation for exceptional customer service and giving customers the very best deal. Ron's a good dude. This is Harry Mays for TurnersvilleJeep.com, located on Route 42 in Turnersville. Check them out at TurnersvilleJeep.com. Oh, did I say TurnersvilleJeep.com?
Not your father's sports talk.
Sports talk.
97.5. The Fanatic.
.11:45, final segment here on this Monday night, Football Monday here, after a loss. Not used to saying that when it comes to the Philadelphia Eagles after a loss, but there it is, a loss. And they're 1-1 on the season right now in the division. Eagles, Washington, and the Dallas Cowboys all with the win each. And that means that the lone team without a victory in the NFC East is the New York Giants at 0-2. And the NFL was a little weird yesterday. A lot of kickers going out there missing kicks. And Jake Elliott, typical, missing a kick. And we've seen it before. I'm sure we'll see it again. At some point, they may have to address that. I mean, the guy has he's a very talented kicker, as we know. But at some point, I mean, come on, man. That's why our guy, left tackle, Jason Peters, went out there last year and said, yo, bro, no more. Do not miss anymore. Okay? And what did he do? Especially in that particular game, he did not miss at all. He missed those extra points later on in the season, missed some field goals. We know that he banged out the ones in the playoffs that he needed to hit and all. But, I mean, come on, at some point, Jake, you got to be more consistent in the good way, not consistently saying, oh, yeah, he's probably going to miss this one. Those points count, and that could have changed a lot of things yesterday, maybe even changed the field position of the game. Got a nice turnover towards the end on Mike Evans. You never know how things are going to go. So you have to make those field goals. That's what they're there for. Those 3 points are there. And maybe that's why Doug Peterson went for it, because he simply did not have the trust and faith in Jake Elliott to make a field goal if they got into that range. Eric on Twitter, at Eric, a lot of numbers, 0-3-8-2-1-9-6-3. Great show. Thank you, Eric. Foles exceeded my expectations yesterday. No running game. Very, very limited skill at wide receiver. Some drops like last week by wideouts. Under pressure often in throws for 300-plus yards. This loss is on the defense and coaches. No adjustments. No pressure on their quarterback. And you're right, Eric. No pressure from the front four at all. We saw Fletcher Cox, who's a beast still. Saw him bust through the line at one point early in that first quarter, get there when the score was still 7-0. And you're just like, okay. Now they're starting to figure some stuff out. Now they're in there. And that was also a play in there, too. I don't know if anybody else saw this. Did you see when Michael Bennett came out on third down? When they you know how they rotate all the guys in because they have so many, and they rotated one of the guys in there. I don't know if it was Derek Barnett or Brandon Graham, Chris Long, whoever it may have been, but Michael Bennett was the one to come off the field. And as you're watching him, he's looking perplexed, like, what is going on? He put his hands up like, what? What? Run into the sideline, put his hands up like, what? What? And then he starts barking at the defensive line coach. And you're like, oh, this dude is hot. And I remember during the preseason, during the show, where our guy says, talk to Michael Bennett. And he said, I don't know why people expect me to just simply accept a backup role when I'm a multiple-time Pro Bowl player. Not going to be happy coming off the bench. So I saw it yesterday where, again, he just simply put his hands up and just was like, yo, what is going on, man? You're taking me out now? Unhappy. Unhappy. And if you don't get the win, things like that really stand out later on where it comes back and you're like, come on, man, we need to lock this thing down. We definitely need to lock this thing down and be more consistent when it comes to how we rotate. But he has to understand as well, coming in here and being part of the rotation. That's what he is. He's part of the rotation. Just simply has to understand that. He's going to have a good day. Another Derek Barnett is going to have a good day. Chris Long is going to have a good day. It's all going to work out where they're each going to get their day, their shine. Yesterday, it was none of them. He'll get his opportunity. Also, Rod Streeter, if you remember, Rod Streeter, formerly of the Oakland Raiders, he signed with the Cleveland Browns, also formerly of the Buffalo Bills. Since they traded Josh Gordon, they brought in a new wide receiver in Rod Streeter, so that's another receiver off the free agent market that the Eagles could have targeted. He's been out there, so if they really wanted him, they would have made a concerted effort to go out there and try to get him and add him to the team. They did not do that. So with that, hey, you know, again, they have to find a way to simply go out there and add a player to this team. Carson Wentz will not change everything, but they are certainly going to have to find someone to come in here and help out. Someone to come in here and help out this football team with what they need out there on that perimeter. It's just a must. Have to. You got to go out there and find someone to add to that perimeter. You must do it. You really must do it. They don't have enough. They need something. Is it Dez Bryant? Is it Corey Coleman? We've already said these names, but again, these are the ones that they're probably going to have to go out there unless they surprise us and go out there like we saw last year. We thought they were going to go in different routes and go get a different player at the running back position or the wide receiver position. They go out there and make a trade for Jay Ajayi. So you have to believe that Howie Roseman is certainly working the phones, trying to find a way to improve this football team like we know that they need to do. Okay? So they're going to do something. I'm confident they're going to do something. Who is it? It may not even be any of these names that we keep talking about at all. It may not even be any of these guys. Period. But they have to do something, and at some point they have to do something very soon if it looks like they're going to be without Alshon Jeffrey. Mike Wallace may not be out as long as we had anticipated early on, but he is going to be out. And if he is going to be out, they're going to have to put someone in that spot to make sure that they are just capable wide receivers out there. No Perkins, no Gibson, no Carter, nothing against those guys, but they haven't shown in their time that they can go out there and produce. And right now, what they just simply needed to produce while Carson Wentz was out there, and they did not. I mean, Nick Foles was out there and they did not. They just have to. So, I mean, they just simply have to go out there and produce something. 610-632-0975. Well, I'm not even getting out the numbers because we're about to get out of here. But they have to find some way to improve the wide receiver core. And since we do have time, Tom, I'll give you 30 seconds, my man. Sorry, we got to cut it short, but I'll give you some time right out of the gate. What's up, Tom?
Hey, man. How's it going, Devon?
Good, man.
Good. We just, me and a couple buddies just landed in the airport from Orlando. Saw Jordan Matthews getting off a plane as well.
I don't know if he still has his place here or anything, but hey, maybe that's it.
Yeah, man. I mean, you know, we were all kind of talking about it all weekend after being at the game in Tampa, and you know, he just wasn't even a name we thought of, especially with Aguilar in the slot. I mean, I don't know if he developed those outside skills or not.
Well, I don't think he's developed the outside skills so much, Tom. Thanks for the call, man. Sorry again. Hope you enjoyed your time in Florida. I don't know that he has really done anything in that regard, but all right, he's gotten off the plane. So maybe he's coming in here to work out. I don't know if he has a place here or not, but what I do know is that they have a need for a wide receiver, and maybe Jordan Matthews, since the familiarity is there with the team overall, maybe they in fact go that route. Thanks so much to my man, Benny Odita, for producing the show. Great job as always. Thanks so much to everybody for calling in, tweeting in. It's been a fun night. Again, we're back to our winter sports, so there will be a lot of these types of nights where we are here until midnight. So I will be off tomorrow. Joe Torre will be back here at 6 o'clock, and I will catch up with you Wednesday, same time, 10 to midnight, after Flyers hockey, right here on 97.5 The Fanatic. Have a great night.